Page 32. Beyond a wash and cut. A stylist with a servant's heart brings healing through hair. Bessie Henderson was having a very bad hair day. 4 days after pancreas surgery at Duke University Medical Center, she'd been sweating at night and she hadn't bathed. Her bedhead was standing tall. That's when Jacques Shy Sr., a.k.a. Mr. Jacques, swept in with a white coat, a rolling duffel, and a massive inflatable sink. With a bustle of efficiency, he wrapped her shoulders, filled and hung his portable shower bag on the IV stand, and set to work with a tingly shampoo. Soon the 55-year-old Henderson's weary face was creased with a smile. Shy, cheerful, but never chirpy, massaged her scalp, blow-dry her hair, and used a flat iron to create a head of curls. In 15 minutes, Henderson was transformed. "I look like a whole new person," she said. "I feel like a whole new person." It's a phenomenon the doctors and nurses at Duke see time and time again when Shy, 57, arrives on the floor. Stepping up with style. He started coming to Duke 6 years ago purely by chance. A longtime hairdresser on disability, he'd agreed to fix the hair of an ailing friend. But he immediately saw the need. Other patients and family members asked whether he was available. Soon he was visiting all 9 floors, 5 days a week. He had no official authorization, but on every ward, he proved what scientific studies show. Laughter really is the best medicine. Optimists heal faster, and happiness spreads more quickly than sadness. Before long, Shy became an institution. He now works at Duke 3 days a week with the authorization of hospital officials. Doctors and nurses ask him to bathe the area around patients' brain surgery incisions, to style the hair of people in comas, to delicately massage the scalps of people suffering the ravages of chemotherapy. Hairdos of hope. "He brings something more than just a beautician," said Van Bullock, who works in cardiology. For one thing, he carries malpractice insurance. Waving Shy's business card, Henderson called to Shy on his way out, "I want other people to see this." Shy wants the word to get out too. Having quietly established his service at Duke, Shy hopes to see a field he calls medical cosmetology recognized by the state and across the nation. "This isn't a win-win situation," Shy said. "It's a win-win-win. It helps the doctors and nurses, it enriches my soul, and it gives patients hope." The reality. It is not fluff, noted Dawai Olson, a nurse and scientist who works primarily in the neurological ICU. Many of Olson's patients have head injuries, some are unconscious or awakening from surgery or coma. Many are in the hospital for extended periods. "They often have blood and icky stuff in their hair," Olson said. "Jacques gets rid of all that. We trust him." Shy is alert to issues of contagion, meticulously sterilizing his equipment after every customer. He knows what's at stake. Conditioning treatment. The treatment is more mental than physical, though. For patients who are conscious, it's true that when you look better, you feel better, Olson said. When the patient looks more like the person they used to be, the family feels more hopeful too. Even when Shy worked 5 days a week at the medical center, it was not lucrative. Carolyn Graham, a patient resource manager, said that sometimes nurses pass the hat to cover his materials. He does so much for the patients. Shy believes he is the one who receives the blessing. For him, this is not so much a business as a ministry. He now hopes to proselytize about the benefits of medical cosmetology. Vocabulary focus. tingly, ailing, ravages, fluff, sterilize, at stake, pass the hat.